Hail, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mark Angel, who works with a company. In fact, it is his company called Help You Out of Debt. And the problem is that so many people today really are head over heels in debt. They certainly, during the good times, they were just living it up and running up the credit card debts, but now the day of reckoning, unfortunately, has come, and an awful lot of people have credit card debts they just can't possibly pay out, and that's where Mark comes in. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing great, and thanks again for inviting us to join your programming this evening. We enjoy being on the air with you and trying to help out the people who are your listeners. And each day, you know, we're getting a few more people coming or family members referring family members that are in trouble to us to help them out. So we want to thank you for letting us talk about what we can do to help people.
Well, we appreciate your help and support. And tell me, Mark, Sydney, you've been at this, what, for how many years now?
We've been at it as a group for over 7 years, going into our eighth year. These are certainly very trying times. Just the stories I hear every day are just amazing to me. And people losing their businesses or businesses declining, divorces, people losing their life savings with the stock market the way it is. You hear Citibank yesterday, they're going to lay off 52,000 people around the world. It's not helping their stock price. It was down to $4 a share today. And are they going to be the next ones to go?
Well, I think it's really tragic today, and even focus on the family. One of our largest Christian ministries is laying off 300 or 400 people. They just don't have the income to maintain them. And you said our colleges are having problems. Our municipalities are having problems. Our state governments are having problems. And since they can't print money like the federal government does, they have to live within some sort of a budget. But certainly, as far as people who have credit card debt is concerned, that's a pretty miserable situation. They get a lot of harassment from the debt collectors.
Well, if they get to the point where they can't make their payments on time, then yes, they can be harassed pretty aggressively by the collection companies. And one of the things when people do enroll in our programs, you know, they have to face is that they're going to get calls from the collection people, but what we're going to do is coach them along the way, and there's laws to protect them as to what these companies can and can't do with them. And again, we coach the people. It's part of the process. It's kind of part of the pain that people have to go through to get their feet back underneath them, but get involved in a program. And our goal is to get these people out of debt within 36 to 42 months or less than that. And we're very, very successful at it. There was an article we just got published today by the Association of Settlement Companies, which we're a member of, and I would encourage anybody who's out there, whether you work with us or anybody else, make sure that the people that you're dealing with are accredited or are part of a trade organization such as TASC or have credentials from the International Association of Debt Arbitrators. We're members of that as well, that they have the credentials to back up what they're doing for you that are out there.
And I think the interesting thing is that you were actually able to negotiate with the companies and actually cut the amount of money that's owed. Is that right?
That's correct, Dr. Stan. Between 40 and 60% of the debt that we take in, we get reduced on behalf of the client. Sometimes even better than that, just depends on the circumstances. But based on our statistics over the clients, thousands of clients and millions of dollars we've settled over the years.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Mark. We'll be right back.
Fair enough.
Oh, you go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the computer, of course, runs my program. I just sit here and talk into the microphone, so you go right ahead.
So, you know, it's just, you know, we work with the credit card companies to, and the client, to help lessen their debt burden, getting into a structured program where we can get them out from under debt, reduce the amount of debt, like I said, between 40 and 60% of the original amount owed, and get these people to a point, 2-3 years, down the road where they have no debt whatsoever. And, I was talking about the trade association that we belong to, actually did some actually did some exit interviews of 1,500 people nationally that, that had, their debt settled. And, 91% of those people said that, they would recommend debt settlement as a way to get themselves back on track and get out from under their debt. 80% of those people said they'd never take on credit again. Over half those people finished, even though they may have been put in a program that was 36 to 42 months, which is about where they fall in most of the time because we're trying to fit it into a budget that works for the people, complete the program in 24 months or less. They see the power of what we do. They start seeing the settlements come through, and then they start working harder to relieve their debt burden and start a new life. And that's what we're helping people. We're changing people's lives out there every day with the debt settlement process that we do. And, you know, all these credit card companies, American Express, Bank of America, Capital One, Chase, Citibank, you better watch your mail if you got a credit card out there because the banks are changing the terms every day. American Express looks at the purchases that you're doing, the rates that you're using, whether you pay interest or not. They're going to be starting to raise the minimum payments that are required. Most of them now have you at about 2%, and we can kind of talk about the power of that later on, but our 2%, but there's some discussion I'm seeing in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Chase is talking about raising the minimum payments for certain of their customers to a minimum of 5%. Well, if they do that to some people on a $25,000 balance, it means that they're going to go from a payment of $500 a month to $1,000 a month in the blink of an eye. They're raising the cash advance or balance transfer limit. So if you're contemplating robbing Peter to pay Paul, and we run into a lot of people that...
Hold that thought, Mark. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mark was just talking about the problems that people are having, the fact that the credit card companies are really changing their interest payments, their minimal payments, as sometimes they are increasing the amount that you have to pay every month, and a lot of people just can't pay it. Sometimes they're increasing the interest rates, but of course people are trapped in a debt system. This is the worst thing in the world. This is, of course, what happens when you get used to getting free money, when you used to having free credit, and when you want to go out and buy something, you don't have the money, you just put on a credit card, and it is a trap, and of course it's ruining people's lives, their marriages, and of course now as the whole economy begins to contract and money is harder and harder to come by, of course the credit card companies are putting increasing pressure on because they want to get the money for themselves as soon as possible. Is that a fair analysis?
Well, they're trying to make up for the losses they're taking on the people who can't make their payments, Dr. Stan. The credit card industry as a whole year to date has written down $29 billion in unpaid credit card debt. Now, some of that stuff goes to collectors or who are harassing people along the way. They're anticipated by the end of this year to have to write down a total of about $39 billion. The people don't have the equity in their homes now. So they're starting to use their credit cards more and more, and they're pushing up their limits on that. The credit card companies are starting to recognize these patterns, and you may have had a $25,000 line of credit with them, and then if you start using it overzealously, they'll cut it back in a heartbeat. And within the documents that they provide you every month, they tell you they can change the terms anytime that they want to. And to step back just a second to talking about cash advances and balance transfers, I really caution people when they do that it used to be they might charge you a minimum of $5 or $10 and a maximum of $75. Most of them have sent out notices during the course of the year to their customers that they're going to charge you 3% of the balance transfer that you do or the cash advance that you take. So not only are you going to pay that 19% annual percentage rate, but you're going to pay 3% right then and there on the spot for that cash advance. And a lot of times what that ends up causing is an overlying fee, and then there's more fees that are on top of that. And the other thing, if you're contemplating getting into a program or whatever, don't take a cash advance. Don't do a balance transfer, because that's like taking an unsecured loan. And those credit card companies can come back and sue you if within the last 90 days you've done one of those things, because they can say that you fraudulently did it knowing that you were going to go into a program. So don't do it. If you're thinking about doing some filing bankruptcy, doing credit counseling, looking to us for debt settlement, don't do that today, because you're only going to delay or make it unavailable to you to come into a debt settlement program. So be very, very careful about what you're doing. Watch those fees, because they're there to crank them up. I mean, they're trying to make profits up for the losses that they're taking this year. And, you know, banks are all about, you know, making money. And that's how credit cards came about. And that's why they moved their operations into states that didn't have usury, like South Dakota and the state of Delaware, because they have no usury laws and they can charge it 25%, 30%. I got one of my clients 32% from an Advanta card. So look at your statements. Look at the interest that you're paying on these cards. I'll give you just a very brief example on a situation. Just take $25,000, and I'm going to give it to you at three different interest rates. If at 18%, and if you pay the minimum 2% payment, if you're allowed to do that, it'll take you over 30 years to repay that debt, and you're going to pay back $97,000. But if you take that same $25,000 at a rate of 25% and make that minimum payment of 2%, you're going to pay back over 30 years almost $250,000, $244,000 plus. And then if you just creep it up another 5% to about 29.9%, that same $25,000 and that 2% minimum payment, you're going to pay back $646,195. And have nothing to show for it, other than what you pay, you know, purchased originally. And that's provided, you know, you pay it down and don't keep purchasing on it. So, you know, it's very easy to get yourself in debt. It's very hard to get yourself out of debt. And when you're in those situations, if you've lost part of your time, overtime, you have a business where right now businesses are suffering 20-30%. Revenue drops. You know, I've got people who've lost their businesses and have gone to work for other people. We're in a time frame that I don't think we've seen since the Depression years, where people are having to think about doing things that they hadn't done before. People are going to go into a state of lifestyle shock, because they aren't going to be able to do the things or delay the payments like they used to, because they don't have that house building equity and borrowing off and getting consolidation loan. It's not available to them. And the banks aren't lending today. They're not lending to the consumer for their homes. They're not lending for businesses to borrow to keep their businesses afloat. They're not refinancing the mortgages. Even though you see interest rates going down, in general, you got a 1% discount rate out there. Interest rates on mortgages are still near 6%. And people aren't able to go out there and refinance it. They've got to now document their income. So people are in dire straits out there, Dr. Stan.
Would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number and your website out for our listeners?
Sure. Our toll-free number is 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101. And our website is helpoutofdebt.com. That's www.helpyououtofdebt.com. And we're here to listen to your situation, and we'll find out whether or not we can help you. The time we spend with you initially, there is no cost for us to review your situation. We'll gladly listen to what your situation is. If we can help you with our programs, we'll come up with a payment plan that will fit in and lower your debt burden and let you get your life back. We can't help you. We'll try and point you in the right direction. to help you make a decision. And sometimes we have to tell people, you know, based on your situation, you may have to go that route of bankruptcy.
Well, tell us about bankruptcy.
It's not easy.
They've made it increasingly difficult to become bankrupt, haven't they? They changed the laws a few years ago, knowing full well that this whole house of cards was going to come tumbling down. And of course, it used to be you could get into bankruptcy fairly easy and get out, but now it's ever so much harder than it was before, isn't it?
Well, the banking community has always had great lobbying power on Capitol Hill. You know, first they came up with credit counseling, and if, for those of you that don't know it, the credit counseling came about as a result of the credit card companies to find a way for them to help collect their money and not to have to write it down or whatever, and maybe not have people file so easily for Chapter 7. And the bankruptcy laws were changed back in 2005 in favor of the banks and financial institutions. Used to be people could walk into a Chapter 7, cleanse themselves of their debt, walk away, and start a new day. Well, today, you can't do that. In 2005, those bankruptcy laws now take a look at all your debt, they look at your assets, your cars, your lifestyle. The IRS gets involved with it, says, you know, based on where you live, this is what it should cost you for utilities. They take a median income. Well, everybody has different utility companies and has different uses or places they have to go for gas, but they have these means and the means tests that they go through. And if you got $100 worth of disposable income available to you, they're going to push you into chapter 13, and then the trustee's going to dictate who gets paid, how much you can spend on your gas, how much you're supposed to have available for housing, how much you're supposed to have available for food, and you have to live off that, and the rest of it goes to your creditors. It's not like being able to walk away, so it's not like it used to be. And people still have a lot of pride. You know, Dr. Stan, I have to say, your listeners, 90%+ of these people have no want whatsoever to file for bankruptcy. There's a great amount of pride amongst your listeners about doing the right thing, and I have to commend them all. But, you know, we weren't put on this earth to suffer fully because of bad decisions in our banking system, and you see it every day with the foreclosures that people are seeing on their houses. People, you know, getting it over their head because, you know, these credit cards were so easy for them to get into it. It amazed me. I had one of your listeners, and I know it would be hard for you to believe it, $160,000 worth of credit card debt that came to us that we're actually helping out with of their situation with. We can work with these creditors. Don't let creditors tell you that they don't work with debt settlement companies. That's not true. You can go out, you know, to the testimonials. We deal with American Express. We deal with Citibank. We deal with Wells Fargo, Capital One, Discover Card, Target. 3,500 different credit companies or issuers that we've dealt with over the years. So we know how to deal with these people. We're professional at what we do. We're going to do the work for you, and we're going to be there for you to coach you all the way down the line. Our customer service is bar none the best that's out there. We're available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. Eastern to 7 p.m. Central. If there's an issue for anybody that's enrolled in our program, they can get a hold of our people. We're going to coach you on what to do and what to say. We send out welcome packages and with all the information that you need to get through the process. And if you're feeling unconfident or anything along the way, we're here to support you.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Mark, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Mark Angel, will help you out of debt, and they are a professional company that represents you as far as trying to get out of your credit card debt. You're going to have to pay it off, but they can ordinarily get a considerable reduction because the credit card companies today are desperate to get the money, and you really are not in a position to manage that or negotiate with them yourself. I'm sure you could, but I don't think one person in 1,000 would be able to do it, to have any idea how to do it. That's why you need professionals. That's what Mark Angel is, and we appreciate Mark's support for our programs. Give us a call if you have a question. We'll be right back. Well, Mark, are you seeing more people now as the economy continues to degenerate? Certainly, hardly a day goes by where we don't get news stories about some major.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-
But the chance to, to actually decrease their credit card debt and get out from underneath the harassment, get out from underneath the weight of that. I mean, nobody likes to be in debt, and unfortunately, countless millions of people all across America were actually leveraged, encouraged, beguiled into going ahead and getting their credit card debt, and And now, of course, you're in the situation they've got to get out. I know I had one friend who was borrowing from one credit card company to pay the money on the next credit card company. He had about a dozen credit cards, and he was just going from one to the other, just to try to maintain so he didn't get called on any of them. But of course, he couldn't keep it. Eventually, he had to go ahead and mortgage his home to get the money to pay off the debts. The difficulty is opportunity isn't open so much anymore, is it, Mark? Because an awful lot of people find that they can no longer use their home as a piggy bank, and of course many people owe more on their mortgage than their house is really worth in the present market.
If you take the western United States, Dr. Stan, in Nevada, Arizona, here in California, where you and I are at, people's homes values have dropped 30% and 40%. Some are still dropping by the day. I guess there's just no market out there, and again, the banks are not as loose with the money. There's no more this stated income product that's out there that got a lot of people into the homes or more home than they could really afford because of the loose guidelines that were out there. And you asked the question just before the break there, why is it that people aren't taking advantage of it? I still think it's a pride situation. I know I, at one time in my life, faced this challenge. And, of course, at that time, debt settlement wasn't an option. It wasn't even available. And I didn't want to go bankrupt. And I was on the verge. I had a former wife that spent a lot of money. And then I managed to refinance the house and, that option isn't there. That equity's not in the homes for people right now. Rates haven't come down where people even can refinance their homes to do that. So people are taking longer to make that decision because they just don't believe that it could happen to them, that something good's going to happen and it's going to happen tomorrow. And it's like people are like a deer in the headlights. They're just they're in shock that how is this possible? I've worked hard all my life. I've saved my money. All my savings that I put for retirement now, it's diminished. I don't have any equity in my home. I've got all these bills. How am I going to pay them? I just have to implore to people, take the time and call someone. Call us. Call a competitor, but call somebody. Now go to your clergyman or whatever and talk about your situation because debt can have a tremendous bearing on your overall health and your mentality.
And your marriage and everything else, yourself, self-reliance.
Absolutely. And I can only implore to people that take the time and talk to us. The call is free. Our time is free. You're not committed to us. We are not pressure salespeople at our organization. You could ask anybody that has ever called me, have I ever pushed somebody into our program? No. I want people to go into our program fully knowing what they're doing. We require that they fill out a budget form so they can see where they stand, where their money's being spent. It's a good opportunity to a checks and balance on what you're doing. Take a look at the things that you may or may not want to do, and just do a checkup. And then if we can help you, we'll tell you we can. If we can't help you, we're going to tell you that we can't or you don't qualify because you don't have the hardship. But with people, I had a husband and wife.
Wait, we've got a caller on the line. Before we take him, though, I'd like you to get your telephone number and your website out one more time.
Sure. It's 866-374-3101. That's toll-free, 866-374-3101. And our website is www.helptheletteruoutofdebt.com.
All right. If you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to ask a question of Mark, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're going to take John, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
No complaints at all. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a bunch of complaints.
Speak up a little bit because I can't hear you, John.
Can't hear me? How's that?
No, sir. If you could just speak up a little bit.
Hold on. We'll be with you in just a moment.
Okay.
And, we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes to take your questions or And perhaps we'll just have open lines the last half of the hour. And as we get more calls, if you have a question, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. All right, Dr. Stan. John, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
You can hear you.
I can hear you good now.
Okie doke. Yeah, I just got a couple of thoughts here, okay, about from your guest here. Made me think. I don't know if it's so much as pride, you know, but anger that people feel today. And I can just talk about myself. You know, I think back on, you know, the sacrifices not that only I've made, but my brother, my father, and people that I've loved that aren't here no more, you know, offering themselves on the chopping block of patriotism and having a faith in their country and the cause for freedom. And, you know, I don't know about, you know, debt, you know. I mean, I've always paid my bills. I know they would if they were here. And I don't know if I owe anybody anything at this point.
Well, you're fortunate if you don't, John, but I can understand why many people feel very bitter because they really don't understand what's happening. Of course, what we keep trying.
But I do, Dr. Stan. I've been around for a while.
All right.
But I'll just make one comment along that. I just out of a commentary section about a week or so ago from the Wall Street Journal, you know, someone's talking about how their two cousins were living off their uncles. Their uncles signed for their mortgages. And they're not out working or trying to do something. We've kind of created this me society of kids that are out there, the me generation, so to speak, that think that they're entitled, that they don't have to work, say, as hard as you did, John, or as hard as I did to get where I'm at today, as far as that's concerned. And you know, that has somewhat created some of the lost jobs and ideas that we're giving out to other parts of the world. But there are people that are in trouble and aren't as frugal as, say, you were or whatever, got into situations because people have made it so easy for. Why do people have different addictions, drug addictions or alcohol addiction? Credit can be an addiction if it's left uncontrolled and it's made so easy for people and they make the monthly payment so low, it's great. But as soon as something happens in one's personal life, a divorce, a health issue, loss of income, or an economy situation where we, you know, I'm seeing more and more people who own their own businesses where, you know, they had flourishing businesses 12 or 18 months ago, and now they're struggling to keep their doors open. I had one gentleman give up his life savings for the sake of, you know, trying to keep his business going and all of his employees there. Because he was a good-hearted person and wanted to do that, and he gave up $400,000 of his own personal savings to help other people live.
Hold that, Mark. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We had John calling from Yakima just saying that a lot of people are angry about what's happened, and certainly I understand their anger, John, but people do not understand that we have a fraudulent system. We have a wonderful, wonderful country that's been taken over by very, very evil people who are working within covert organizations like the Trilateral Commission. The Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society. The Bilderbergers, which is where the elite meet to eat, and of course where the Club of Rome. But all of these have a common denominator in the occult. And your job, if you will, is to help us get the word out and get people to listen to our program and understand that behind everything going on today, there are powerful spiritual forces. Do you have anything you want to say, John, before we've got a couple of other people
waiting? You're right on, Dr. Stan, as usual. I like the way you encapsulate things. One thing I would like to say is what I've been seeing, and I'll get off. You know, I just don't like to see people suffering for the decisions, the bad decisions that banks make. You know, and I understand the Federal Reserve very well. And I understand that, you know, it's a, I don't know. Thanks a lot, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks very much. Yes,
thank you,
Paul, who's calling from Flushing, Michigan. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing
good
fine.
Evening,
are you listening to us on shortwave, internet, or on the Flint station?
I'm listening to you on AM 600 in Flushing.
Okay, fine. Good.
I'm for the first time this week. So.
All right, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I actually just turned on about 5 minutes ago. I maybe missed something, but I'm not even sure the guest you have on his name.
His name is Mark Angel, and he's with an organization called Help You Out of Debt, and they're a debt relief company that will negotiate with the insurance company, pardon me, with the credit companies to, or credit card companies to try to get them to take a significant cut in the amount of money that's owed.
Okay, well, my question is, hearing him saying that banks aren't lending, I just was actually listening to Steve Preston, the HUD chairman. And he was talking about these new loans that they plans they're rolling out. Is that not true? Or
well, I'll tell you what. If you are General Motors, you can't borrow money any place today. If you are a Ford Motor Company or Chrysler Motor Company, you can't borrow money. If you don't need money, they'll lend it to you. If you need money, they're not going to. And basically,
I'm strictly talking the mortgage company.
Well, what you're talking about is the Federal Reserve now is going to say they're going to open their own branches or whatever and do loans. Now think about one thing. Have they ever been in the loan business and dealt with a consumer before? The answer to that is no. So they can put on the table, Mr. Paulson and the Fed and everybody else can put on the table that they're going to have this wonderful program. They also said a few months back they're going to put $700 billion out there for people. People are not seeing relief. People are still having their homes foreclosed on. Yes, as Congress trying to put the thumbs on some of the larger lenders to stop some of the foreclosures, it's the snowball is so big going down the hill, it's going to take a monumental effort to get it going. And by the time some of these programs get into place, a lot of people are going to have further suffering or further losses of their jobs and homes in the meantime.
Paul, let me just point out that I think this point is very well made. Henry Paulson went to Congress and the American people and said, I need $700 billion to help the little guys who are losing their homes. Give me $700 million or there's going to be civil unrest in this country and the whole system's going to collapse. They gave him the $700 billion. He immediately changed his mind and did not give any of that money to the people who are losing their homes and being foreclosed on. Can you believe what the government says? Absolutely not. And then, of course, they will tell you that they're trying to free up money. Let me tell you what is really going on. The Federal Reserve, for the first time in its history, is now paying banks interest on the money they put with the banks with the Federal Reserve Bank rather than lending it out. Traditionally, there would be about $808 billion on reserves from private banks in the Federal Reserve system, and that was, of course, the reserve they used so that they could participate in the fractional reserve banking system and lend out 10 times that much to the customers. But recently, the Fed started paying interest on the money deposited with them. They went from $8 billion to about $490 billion, almost $500 billion. They pulled all that money out of circulation so that the banks wouldn't have it to lend. And then they're telling us, oh, we're here from the government. We're trying to free up money to lend. Paul, they're doing exactly the opposite from what they're saying. Never believe what a government official says. Watch and see what they're really doing. Okay?
Okay.
I'll point out one other thing that was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today, just to say how bad things are. The one thing that they need to do is rein in the executive incentives that they have out there. They listed, I think it's the top 10 or 20 people, executives. Number one guy on the list is the guy who runs Charles Schwab. His basic annual compensation is $19,405,000 a year. And he also traded in some of his stock options this year to the tune of almost $800 million. He was number one on the list. You got Angelo Mazzulla. Mazzillo, who used to run Countrywide Financial, and you know where Countrywide ended up in trouble and being taken over by Bank of America. He still got his $92 million in annual compensation, and he sold his stock off for $378 million. You know, I can go on and on. The guy who runs Capital One Financial, that wonderful credit card company, his base salary is $716,000, but he got $244 million in the stock options that he sold this year. The Bear Stearns, the guy that ran that, they've been in the news. $51 million in income plus $111 million in assets. You know, You know how much the president of the United, what's the annual income of the president of the United States? It's a few hundred thousand dollars. He doesn't get any stock options. This is criminal. These are the guys that are running our financial institutions and are going to run us into financial ruin. I have no empathy for the credit card companies or the guys that manage the banks with these kind of sellers. It's unconscionable.
Paul, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Well, I guess my parting question would be then if I do have a lender that's willing to work with me now and do something, I guess I was kind of waiting to see if the government was going to come up with some program that was going to better my situation. I guess my question is, if I have a lender now that is willing to work with me on either a refi or a modify on my mortgage, should I just go ahead now and do that?
If you're in a situation where your finances are putting you at strain and somebody's got something on the table where they can reduce that debt burden, then I would say work with that person because it could be months before you're going to see anything put into place. Because in order to administer a program on a national basis where they're talking about doing it direct to the consumer, the federal government's going to have to go on a hiring binge to have the necessary people to take the applications, get the documentation, build the processes in place. This is not going to, unless they administer it through the banks who screwed it up in the first place. So, if you it's just like if you waited to get out of the stock market, where are you at today?
Right. We're in real trouble, Paul, and just be very, very careful in everything you do, because remember, you lose money now.
Make sure someone who's reputable or the financial institution that holds your mortgage now, if they're willing to work with you, if they're going to reduce the principal or the interest to put you in a situation that's more manageable then I would suggest that you do it now. Rates are about as low as they're going to go at this point in time.
Right. Okay. Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Bye bye. And let's go to Mike calling from Idaho. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
No complaints at all. Doesn't do any good to complain because everybody else has a far worse story than I do. Go right ahead.
Yeah, but at least you have a radio station to broadcast them from.
You're absolutely right. We have a great privilege to have an audience all across America, all across the world. So go ahead.
Well, one of the things, as I listen, I find myself talking to the radio, and that's why I decided to call in and speak with you. It's not simply the CEOs that are making $20-30 million a year plus the stock interests. I don't wish to have a class warfare based on and have salary caps on CEOs. If people who are the investors through whether mutual funds or direct stock purchases and investments are so greedy as to want to get a piece of the action, they should have no problem with how much money the CEO is making. However, if people are upset by the CEOs who are running businesses poorly that are returning bad investments, and causing them to lose money, they have an option. They can simply volunteer to take that money out of that company and place it into another avenue or create their own.
You're absolutely right, Mike. But the thing is that what we're really talking about is the major corporations that are going to the government with their hand out. We need more money. You've got to give it to us. The world's going to fall apart if you don't give us money. It was sort of like the officials from Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. They all flew to Washington, D.C. in their own private jets to plead with the government to give them more money. One of the CEOs, I think it was the CEO of Chrysler, offered to work for nothing, for $1 a year if they'd lend money. The rest of the officials weren't about to cut back on their large paychecks, a couple of $1 million a year. But if they're going to get money from the government, isn't that a different issue than if it's a private enterprise, which I personally believe in? I believe what you're saying is right. It is simply when they're going to the government to get money, and my money, I don't think that I have anything to say about what the CEO gets, and I don't believe they should be given those salaries. In fact, if they've run the country into the ground, or their company into the ground, I think they ought to be fired. And we should start out by firing the people in AIG, since we own AIG. We've given almost $150 million, and this is the same company, remember, that about a week after they got their initial grant from the government, they went off 10 of them for a $440,000 weekend. Boy, they right. must have had high-priced call girls. That's all I can say. Anything else you want to say?
About the government giving money to the private industries, the only reason why the American people would simply be in support of that is that they would think that in some point or some time that they would be the benefactor of such an action.
But you have to understand,
it is their money that's being stolen to be given to, because the government doesn't have anything that they first don't take from someone else.
You're absolutely right, but remember, of course, the $700 billion that Henry Paulson was given under the proviso he was going to use it to help the little guy who was getting losing his home. In fact, I remember Henry Paulson saying, this is not a bailout for Wall Street. I repeat, this is not a bailout for Wall Street. This is a bailout for Main Street. And then once he got
I understand that $200 billion of that $700 billion went to the Royal Scottish Bank.
No, I don't know how much went. No, that was a different investment.
Simple math. How many taxpayers are there in the United States? And take that $789 million and write a check to the taxpayers. You know what that number is? Right. Just simple math. Every taxpayer and divided, it's about $421,000. So do you not think that would fix people's situations and put it in the hands of the consumer, which would put it, ultimately probably would reshift back or whatever. But don't you think that that would go a long ways to solving some of the problems that are out there?
But they don't.
Actually, that would be. It's still hyperinflationary either which way you go, whether you give it, whether the government gives $700 billion, not million, but billion. Out. It's hyperinflationary whether you give it to large industry or whether you give it to the average person, because it's never going to, you can't inflate to beat inflation.
You're absolutely right. But of course, I think the example that Mark was using was simply to show the absurdity of giving $700 billion to Henry Paulson in the name of helping the little guy. And then what does he do with the money? He gives it, of course, to his own bank, Goldman Sachs, and the other major banks, at least $125 billion of the original $700 billion that he had. Anyway, we're out of time, but I certainly agree with you. The whole thing is organized madness. It is going to be highly inflationary, but I believe that is the purpose. I believe they intend to destroy the value of our currency and bankrupt our nation and impoverish our people. That's what it's all about, Mike.
I agree. Well, gentlemen, thank you. And I didn't get his company name. I didn't understand
help,
it
help,
came through the radio. What is it?
HelpYouOutOfDebt.com.
HelpYouOutOfDebt.com.
And then our toll-free number is 866-374-3101.
Okay, Mike.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
You
and let's
too.
Go
Take
to
care.
Joan, who's calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hi, Joan. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. One quick question. I know you had a ton. If one has the money to saved and everything to pay their house off, and they have a low interest rate, should they now at this time or not pay the house off?
Well, what do you think?
Mortgage off.
What do you think? If you have the money to pay your mortgage off, what interest rate are you paying, Joan?
5.5%.
5.5%. What do you think, Mark?
Well, the situation, there's two trains of thought out there right now. There's two trains of thought that say cash is king.
Yeah, that's right.
And that you should hold on to your cash because there may be opportunity out there for you. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other train of thought that might sit there and say, well, pay off your mortgage because you're probably only getting 1 or 2% on your mortgage. But, I don't know what your overall financial situation is and what your age is or whatever. But, you always want to make sure that you have enough money to live off of for 6 to 12 months put away in savings.
Really?
Should you, have some type of health issue or some type of calamity happen to you where your income went away from you, mm-hmm. and you'd need that cash reserve there to take care of you during that time. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's actually for my daughter, who is 45, and she's still working, but she's now working part-time, and it's money she mm-hmm. saved from the past and doesn't know. And I've asked around, and some say, don't pay it off. We don't know what to do.
Well, in the present environment, with a lot of the uncertainty that's out there, and if you're, you know, your job could be here today and gone tomorrow, and people, there's no job security out there at all, even within the federal government, or if you're working for the university. You know, we live here in the state of California. We, I think, at last calling, we're going to have an $8 billion shortfall in taxes to run the state of California. And you know, that runs into education, that runs into police and fire protection, that runs to the universities, and there's university hospitals and things, all those other things that, you know, there's this big domino effect that goes on down there. So I wouldn't suggest you drain all your cash out for the sake of paying off your mortgage.
I see.
Unless you have a tremendous amount of excess that's out there.
No. But I just thought maybe, I need it for 6 to 12 months in case you lose your job. Is that it?
Absolutely. That's any good financial planner, or even the way people are looking, they should always have 6 to 12 months worth of reserves available to you should something happen to you.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Mark, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Do you want to go right ahead?
Well, I think we started down the path a little bit to talk about people's options. I don't think we really kind of covered that.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
Hitman by John Perkins, who suddenly was recruited into an intelligence agency and then sent out, of course, as a representative of corporations and, of course, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank to get countries throughout the world into debt. And it was a very, very clever scheme. Eventually, his conscience got the best of him. And he actually wrote the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, although his life was threatened. But I think it's a very important book. We actually have a four-tape set called The Economic Hitman, and you can get the book and the tape set together. You can get them separately, whichever you'd like. But it's a tremendous insight into how the world really works. The fact that almost a third of the world out there is living on less than $2 a day. Certainly a quarter of the world is living on less than $1 a day. And many of those countries are permanently impoverished by the policies of this invisible government that runs our government. But most people don't even know that they're there. But they do have an agenda. And that is the enslavement of mankind, a one-world government, a one-world economic system, a one-world religion, and, of course, the installment of their leader, the prince of this world. And of course, we carry the book Galileo's Lawyer. It's a story of Dr. Baczynski and other people who've had excellent treatments to save human lives that have come under destructive influence of the government that was set out to destroy them and sent doctors and others who were trying to save lives to prison. Galileo's Lawyer by Rick Jaffe is a fascinating book. We have, of course, the oil deception syllabus, and of course we actually have the talk that goes with that. It was the talk that I gave at the seminar by the same title, The Oil Deception. We also have, of course, a DVD by Lindsay Williams called The Energy Non-Crisis. It's the talk that he gave before he was told he could no longer, of course, get the truth out. So these things are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a wonderful book by a woman who lived in the Netherlands during the Nazi occupation entitled Things We Couldn't Say. Things We Couldn't Say. We have certainly a great deal of material on the Liberty, the USS Liberty that was sunk. It was attacked, I should say, in June of 1967 by unmarked Israeli planes. But the reason it was attacked was because there was an agreement, in my estimation, between the Israeli leaders and Washington, D.C., to sink the ship, kill the sailors, blame it on Egypt, and then, of course, justify an attack on Egypt. They always have to have a reason for going to war, and they needed a reason to tell the American people. The sailors on board were threatened, not only with imprisonment, but being killed, if they ever told the truth. We have a four-tape set of the survivors called the 4-CD set, the USS Liberty. We have the video, The Loss of Liberty, a DVD called Dead in the Water, a BBC production, which is available here in the United States through our ministry. And then we put together a syllabus on what really happened. You can get the items either separately or as part of the USS Liberty special. And, of course, it's a special reduced price. We have music by Newell Oler. And if you like good piano music, this is the sort of music that you just love to hear. We play it on our own radio station. We think it's important. And we have five of the CDs he put together, a wonderful, wonderful gift for a Christmas present. And you can simply call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to know about the music. Then, of course, we have new audio tape sets. Oh, we actually have the tapes from the conference that we had here about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And you can get all of the talks there for a special reduced price or for a price. Simply call in. We can give you the price on the CDs of actually what was said there at the conference. My talk to Dr. Blaylock and the others. We'll be back in just a few moments for the next hour. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and having you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Gregory Reed, who's a master of theology, a doctorate of theology. But we're going to be talking about his book, The Trojan Church, or Trojan Church. And it's an expose of the New Age movement in the United States that has infiltrated the Christian church in America. Gregory actually has had a very interesting life, that he was been involved in the occult, became a Christian. I spent some 20 years going around the country lecturing people about the satanic cults that exist in our society, the satanic murders and other satanic atrocities that take place. And then, of course, the FBI would send out their specialists to tell people there was no such thing as Satanism. It was all a lie. And I guess after about 20 years, he decided to go into the ministry, and of course, he's a youth pastor now at a fairly large church with a number of young people he's trying to bring up in the way of the Lord, and a wonderful avocation. Gregory, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you, sir.
Why don't you go ahead and you tell the story? You can tell it a lot better than I do. How did you first get really involved with the study of the occult and the dark, sinister forces that are permeating every aspect of our life today?
Well, I, having grown up in that world and been delivered out of that world when I was 15, I had a pretty extensive knowledge, even as a 15-year-old, of what the occult was about. And then I went into Bible school a couple of years later and went into full-time ministry shortly after that. And then in 1987, God called me onto the front lines of actually working with law enforcement, probation departments, and other professional agencies, and trying to assist in stopping the crimes that were taking place in the name of Satanism and the occult. It was an epidemic across the country, and from 1987 to 1997, we fought long and hard. There was probably close to 250 professionals in the United States working in this field. We had police officers, probation officers. We even had some associates in the FBI. We had safe houses. We had ministers. We had psychologists, all working to help victims and to stop these crimes. It was an incredible time, time that I documented as thoroughly as I could, which I'm glad I did, because sometime around 1992, a group of people around the country from the psychological community and from law enforcement and even from the Christian community rose up to say, this was not real, it was all satanic panic and never happened. And,
well, was this part of the false memory syndrome group?
Yes, it was. False memory syndrome was part of it. Kenneth Lanning from the FBI was the chief spokesman for the FBI that said that there was no such thing as satanic crime.
In fact, false memory syndrome, actually, they had one of the chief CIA agents there. I think Jolly West was one of the parts of that. He was the guy who was down visiting, the fellow blew up the Murrah building there.
Right.
But, of course, I mean, here he was leading this whole effort to say all these people who thought that they'd been involved with satanic rituals, it was all imaginary, false memory syndrome.
Right.
I'll go right ahead. So anyway, of course, you must have been doing some good, because they certainly tried to neutralize what you were doing. The FBI, the false memory syndrome, the CIA, all of these organizations, which I think have at least certain people within them have strong ties into the occult. Do you think that's true?
I think there was some infiltration for sure, and they fairly well succeeded in bringing our network down from 250 to where there's now only 5 people in the country that are actually doing this anymore, and I'm still continuing to do it as much as possible, but around that time is when I realized that while we were out fighting on the front lines to try and keep the kids out of this stuff, that the New Age...
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
Of course.
Well, Greg, you were just saying that you suddenly realized that all the time you were trying to keep the children out of it, or get people out of this satanic movement, while they were being actually recruited into it. So go ahead, pick the story up.
Well, I started to realize that as I started to kind of re-engage into some ministry involving the church, that as I started to take a long look at what was happening in the evangelical America, I realized that the occult and the New Age was starting to infiltrate nearly every place in the church. I think I first became aware because I saw some Christian books, quote-unquote, on Christian yoga, which to me was unconscionable. You cannot have Christian yoga. You cannot practice something that is rooted in occultism and sanitize it and say it's Christian. That was disturbing. And then around the same time, there was a young man from the Midwest by the name of Rob Bell who wrote a book called Velvet Elvis. And he had a series of videos called Pneuma. And a young person had given me the video and said, you need to see this video. It's really incredible. And I'm always looking for good material for kids. And I looked at it, and I was absolutely appalled at this guy. He was trying to say that street preachers offended Jesus, and, you know, we just need to love people and be inclusive. And there was something that just smacked of New Age in the way he was talking, the way he was presenting himself. I finally picked up his book, Velvet Elvis, because there isn't a youth pastor that I knew of that didn't have this book on a shelf. And the book is nothing but a long, drawn-out dissection of the Word of God to the point where people, after they get through reading the book, they're not even going to really believe in the Bible anymore.
And, of course, that has always been the effort to destroy our faith. And it's one thing, of course, when you attack the mind of an adult. It's another thing when you attack the mind of our youth. And they know, of course, this is the first place to go, and they're doing a great job of confusing our youth and drawing them away from the ways of the Lord.
Well, exactly, and I think it was, you know, Hitler who said those that have the youth have the future, and we see that played out because that's really has been Satan's plan. He always goes, as Winky Pratney said in his book so eloquently years ago, devil take the youngest. That's his scheme, and I've been involved with youth ministry so long, and I realize we have a whole generation of young people who have not been taught to discern, who have not been taught spiritual warfare, and they were going to be wide open for anything that came along that had enough power to sway them. And every place I turned, I saw occultism and New Age thought and philosophy coming into the church, particularly from what's called the emergent church, which is just like an undefinable movement within the church that's bringing transcendental meditation, big supporter of the environmental movement.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Gregory Reed. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Gregory Reed. He's talking about his book, Trojan Church. And, of course, it's a good description of what's going on in the Christian church today. And so many people go to the church. It's the same church they've gone to for years. They notice the music has changed. They know that the message has changed a little bit, but they can't quite put their finger on what's going on. Something has changed in the church, and they don't understand that, of course, their church has been infiltrated by New Age ideas, perhaps through the minister who doesn't perhaps even know where these ideas are coming from. So the church growth movement, the idea of a seeker-friendly churches, the emerging church, trying to find a better way to pray, perhaps meditative prayer, perhaps using yoga exercises to reach God. All of these things, if we call it Christian, it's amazing how Christians, gullible Christians are. They buy a book in a Christian bookstore without, as Gregory points out, realizing that so many of our Christian bookstores are part of Christian bookstore chains that are actually run by people who are secular, who hate Christianity. And they're using those Christian bookstores to get books out into our homes, into our libraries, that are going to do everything they can to undermine our faith in our Lord. Go ahead, right ahead, Gregory.
Well, one of my concerns in this, since we're talking about book publishers, is that most of the Christian bookstores, quote-unquote, or pardon me, the Christian publishers are secularly owned, like Zondervan is owned by Rupert Murdoch. One of the things that comes through on that is the glut of Bible translations that are new, they're exotic, and it's very disturbing. One of the most popular new Bibles is called The Message by Eugene Peterson. It's being used by all the seeker-friendly and the purpose-driven churches. It's a paraphrase, but it's so disturbing to see what was in there. And my good friend Warren Smith, who you've had on the program before, I didn't know why when I read it. It disturbed me until he pointed out something. If you read the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." If you read it in the Message, it says, "As above, so below." When I read that, I just about, the blood drained from my face, because that phrase, "as above, so below," is the oldest occult phrase in history. It means that God and man are equal. If this is coming through, I'm not saying he did this deliberately. If he didn't do it deliberately, he was used by something else to put that phrase, because you can type that phrase in the internet and you'll come up with about 10,000 occult websites. So I was starting to realize that the Word of God was being perverted to such an extreme measure that people were reading a book such as The Message and they were getting an occult message.
And I think that these messages surround us today. In fact, Gregory in his book talks about Oprah Winfrey. Now, Oprah got a couple of $1 billion. She's one of the most popular people. She has a program every day on CBS. And Cynthia, you look down in the right lower quadrant of on the screen when CBS is up there, you'll see the occult symbol of the eye. And that is an occult logo. But Oprah Winfrey uses her program to introduce all sorts of people like Marianne Williamson and Rhonda Burns and so many people involved with the occult. And her listeners have no idea they're being brainwashed and drawn into the occult. And a lot of Christians watch her program without realizing when she tells you how wonderful Rhonda Burns' book is and her book, The Secret, and the DVD, The Secret, and they watch those, and suddenly they are being recruited into Frank Luciferianism. But go right ahead.
Well, and this is where, this is all, of course, those of us who study biblical prophecy, this doesn't catch us by surprise. The scriptures are very clear that in the last days these things would happen, but we've always known, those of us who studied it, that in the last times before the Antichrist really came into power, there would not just be a one-world government, but there would be a one-world religion. She would be Babylon, the great harlot, that would be made up of every patchwork of every single religion in the world. And they've been pushing that for years. As a matter of fact, right now there's a statue being built in northern India that is 50 stories high, 500 feet, of what's called the Fifth Buddha, or Lord Maitreya, in anticipation that this unity of all world religions is going to take place. Oprah Winfrey is really the high priestess of the new age, and she's being used willingly or unwillingly to very much bring about people, including Christians, into a place where they're willing to accept that all religions are one and that all paths lead to God. And once a Christian accepts that, they have taken the very heart out of what it is to be a believer.
Amen to that. And of course, they've changed the whole message of the church. The message of the church is really very, very simple. We're sinners. We need a Savior. And Jesus Christ gave his life for us. And if we put ourselves under his direction, his domain, why, we can have eternal life. It's a very, very simple message. But they've changed that message, haven't they, pretty well?
They've changed it, and they're encouraging. I've heard a lot of the seeker-friendly teachers teaching that you shouldn't have the cross on your pulpit because it's offensive, that you don't call Jesus Lord, you call him leader and friend. Brian McLaren, one of the emergent leaders, says we have to change the vocabulary of the church, but it's actually changing the truth of the church. We need to hold to the reality that the cross of Christ is the center point of history, and once we take that out of the church, then we're not having redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're having a better life through nice ideas.
And of course, that's what the real problem is. How are we going to, of course, repackage Christianity to make it more palatable? But what's wrong with the old-fashioned Christianity? And of course, the old-fashioned Christianity adheres to doctrine and ideas that have been around for 2,000 years, and they're trying to undermine it. And I think they're doing a great job, and all we need to do is see what's happening to our society to see the end result of the infiltration of our churches by the New Age influence.
Yes, exactly. One of the things that's highly just offensive to me is in the book Velvet Elvis by Rob Bell, he says that he was talking to a woman who said she was going to go back to where to the simple truth of the Bible and just take it for what it is and live it. And he said that just was just wrong to him, that it was simplistic and it was just not right because it doesn't work. And I thought, there are thousands of Christians even now who are giving their lives for one page of the Holy Scriptures. And this man and this whole movement is denigrating the Bible to the point where it's just a bunch of nice ideas, or, as Rob Bell has said, shared stories of cultures.
And because people don't understand there is really a movement to destroy Christianity, that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. It didn't happen in a vacuum. There were people put on the Supreme Court to do that. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. And we tell you there who it was that placed the people on the Supreme Court. So that the Supreme Court was dominated by a secret society, the Masons, from 1941 to 1971. And it was during that time that they transformed the whole structure of our society and found a wall of separation between church and state. But the Masons are tied into this occult, just like the Theosophists are, just like the Rosicrucians are. And the average individual has no idea how this all comes together. You actually talk about, in your book, about Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, that's a real tongue twister. Why don't you go ahead and tell us who she is and why this woman, who's been dead for over 100 years, is so influential today?
Madame Blavatsky was a trans-channeler, a Russian woman who believed in the Luciferian religion, that Lucifer was the true rightful heir to the universe, and that the God of the Christians was the one that was evil. And so Luciferian religion was repackaged by her and called Theosophy. Part of her philosophy is there were five root races. There were the Lemurians, the Atlanteans, and there was a couple of others, but the one she said that was prevalent and would rise during her lifetime through what's called the Ascended Masters was the Aryans. Well, those who are familiar with Nazi Germany know exactly who the Aryans were, and obviously a young man named Adolf Hitler, who was an adept black magician, studied all of this, and he tried to make the Aryan race the only race, and so his occultism was very clearly documented. After Blavatsky, Alice Bailey took over her organization and started what's called Lucifer's Trust, which is now Lucius Trust, which is an active organization with the UN, to promote Theosophy and Luciferianism. And she herself stated that one of the things that had to happen is that the Eastern religions had to blend and meld with the Western Church, and that they already had people in place that could see all this take place. And part of the last day schema to create a one world order, a Luciferian order that Antichrist will rule, is to not get rid of the church, but to neutralize it and to absorb it and make it nothing more than a harmless social agency that stands for nothing and everything.
And they're doing a pretty good job of that right today with the church growth movement. And they get, you know, they come into the church with these ideas. We got to make your church grow. There's going to be a lot more money. The minister's going to get a much higher salary. You've got to introduce Peter Drucker's management techniques. You've got to have these classes, 101, 102, or 201, or 301. And you got to get the people, you know, that do get into little groups so that they'll be attached to one another. So no matter what happens with the church, they won't leave. And of course you get rid of the older people who know the scriptures and know that something's wrong, and you literally throw them out of the church. You bring in the new music, which of course has almost a hypnotic fascination, the prayer songs, repetitious, and almost put the people into some sort of a trance as they sing them over and over and over again. And I think the music's an important part of what they do, don't you, Gregory?
Yes, I do. You know, one of the things that we call them 7-11 choruses, because they sing it the same seven words 11 times. And it's very much the focus is on us and not on Jesus Christ himself. And that becomes part of the dumbing down of the gospel, and where people will accept whatever they're being told.
When I, of course, went to a church, we'd gone there for many years, we're very happy in it, and we noticed it began to change, and then I noticed people dancing in the aisles during the prayer songs. I knew something was really wrong. But then we really were more or less invited to leave the church. After all, we were the pillars of the church. We were holding up the progress that they wanted to make.
That's always a problem.
Okay, Gregory, you go right ahead.
One of the things that has come in through the new...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
And that the battle is not political or ideological, it's spiritual, but it's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. So pick the story up there. Certainly we're talking about the church growth movement and really how it's gotten so much away from certainly the Holy Scriptures and doctrine. It is now a means of generating funds, of growing the church, more people, more money, bigger auditoriums, borrowing money to build a bigger church, a mega church of 10,000 members, 20,000, 30,000. Ted Haggard, a beautiful example, a man who was deeply involved with much of what Gregory's written about, a man who came to head the 30-million member National Association of Evangelical Christians and ended up being exposed as both a homosexual and a drug dealer. But believe me, he didn't get his position in the evangelical church as the leader of this massive movement without a lot of help from people of similar thoughts and similar ideas planted below, pushing him into a key position. And what a humiliating incident for the Christian church. But people don't understand. He was not representing Christianity. I believe he was representing the dark occult forces. What are your thoughts?
Well, at least one of the thoughts that I had about that particular incident is that this man was, as you say, put into place. He was elevated into a place. And then when he was exposed for things he was involved with, it was breathtaking how quickly this whole organization kind of shuffled him off to Buffalo as if he never existed because he was an embarrassment to them. And we've seen a lot of this happen when it gets to that level. And that's why I say the discernment is not there. You have people in ministry, like there was a woman that had a very large ministry, and she had a wedding, and her wedding gown cost $1.5 million, which is just, I mean, it's just unconscionable. And then a year later, her husband is seen beating her in the parking lot of a church. Another couple who were in ministry together, they had a large ministry, lots of finances, all into the prosperity movement. And then they announced one day that they were getting a divorce, but they were going to go on their separate ways and continue to have separate ministries. And I thought, what you need to do is step out of ministry. And the standards have just been lowered so much. And opening up a lot of the Christian magazines and seeing the ads, I'm just thinking, this is not what Jesus died for. Where are the servants? Where are the missionaries? Where are the people who are pouring out their lives? But they don't get the press. But this is all about big, flashy, bright money, power, wealth, and organization. And the gospel is about none of those things.
Well said. I certainly agree with you. The tragedy is of what they're doing is little by little. You're undermining the very fabric of the church. I mean, if it was a head-on onslaught, we'd all recognize it. But if you come in and you talk about what we need is maybe a more effective means of reaching people, what we need is meditation. What we need is for you to walk a labyrinth and put your mind in a neutral so you can open it up and God can come in without realizing that these are the techniques that are used by occultists. And the Christians are so, really are not informed. They're not being warned by their ministers. They're not being warned by Christian ministries. And there are very, very few, radio ministries that will tell them the truth. Why? Christians are so susceptible, especially when somebody's a good talker and they are telling you they're gonna take you to the next phase. You haven't been there yet, but you even tell the story in your book about, as I remember, some woman who was actually inviting people over to their homes, a leader in the community, inviting people to her homes for Bible studies. But of course, she was beginning to take them into the occult.
Exactly. And that particular story was very, it was a stunning situation because the woman that I talked to, it was a mother of a young man that I'd been mentoring, she asked me, what was wrong with Edgar Cayce? And I told her that he was an occultist. And she was so shocked because her Bible study teacher had been teaching that Edgar Cayce was a Bible teacher. She'd been teaching them about reincarnation. And this woman didn't know that any was wrong. And her teacher was an elder's wife who had prayed over every single pastor in our city. And I'm just saying, where is the discernment?
Well, of course, the thing was that Edgar Cayce did have supernatural power. I mean, Edgar Cayce was a remarkable, they called him the sleeping prophet, but he was also deeply involved in the occult. And he's honored by the occultists, and the fact that most Christians don't understand the influence of the occult in the modern day life is, well, it's really frightening.
Yes, it is. We need the discernment.
Well, Gregory, you go right ahead.
Yeah, totally need the discernment to be able to know what's of God and what's not. We've been probably 15 years with a great absence of teaching on spiritual warfare and discernment and what the occult is. I think the whole push with Harry Potter was one of the biggest things that got us into trouble, because so many Christians let that come into their homes and their children's lives because, well, it's just fantasy. And I was concerned, of course, because of the occultism in it, but I also realize now that was just them pushing down the last wall of protection against what's coming in now. When you have major Christian teachers that are teaching that meditation is okay, for example, Rob Bell, author of The Velvet Elvis, makes a statement that about how you breathe in and you breathe out, and that's how the yoga masters teach us how to follow Jesus. And I think, Dr. Stan, the thing that is the most stunning to me is when I bring these facts to Christians who should know better, they just scratch their head and say, I don't know what you're talking about. And there's a new book that's come out called The Shack. And The Shack is a fictional book about a man whose daughter is murdered. And years later, he gets a note from someone named Papa, which was his wife's pet name for God. And he goes to the shack to meet Papa, and Papa turns out to be a woman who cooks him breakfast and gives him advice. Jesus is a young carpenter in khaki jeans with a big nose. And the Holy Spirit is a Japanese girl named Sarayu, which, by the way, is a Hindu word for a river in India. And the man is taken before a judge to be judged, and her name is Sophia, which is the Greek goddess of wisdom. This is not only the number one best-selling book in the Christian world, it's the number one best-selling in the world right now, and Christians by the millions are buying this book and thinking it's the best thing since Pilgrim's Progress. And this thing is so riddled with occult concepts that it's breathtaking, and I am just... I hardly know what to say to people who think there's no problem with it.
Well, I share your concern, but all we can do is talk and hope that our audience out there are going to get the information or want to get your book there, maybe even want to get the tape of this program, because I think that more and more people need to understand the influence of the shack. Actually, God is a big black, she's actually a black woman, a big, heavy black woman. That is the caricature of God, but she's such a nice person. There's sort of a secret there, and the book that drives you, that draws you in, you want to go ahead and read and find out what the secret is. I can understand why it's a best-selling book, unless you understand it's designed to destroy our faith in our Lord. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Gregory Reed, and Gregory, would you like to get your website out? And because we do carry your book, we've ordered it. We think it's a great book. We also carry your book, The Diary of a Devil Hunter. But you have a number of other books. Would you like to get your website out and tell the listeners about your other books?
Yes, absolutely. I've written 12 books. One is called Nobody's Angel. It's my own personal story about my involvement and deliverance from the occult as a child. I've got several devotional books. And currently, Trojan Church, there's a link there if they want to go there. The website is GregoryReed.com. It's one word, GregoryReed, R-E-I-D.com. Probably got 200 or 300 articles about the emergent church and other issues, and I think there's a whole lot of good information that people can get there.
All right, that's Gregory Reed, R-E-I-D, that's one word, .com. And so it's important that people understand that these things are not imaginary. They're really very real. They permeate every aspect of our entertainment industry. They permeate every aspect of our educational system. They permeate every aspect of our government today. And this, of course, is what's really going on, for these powerful spiritual forces are at work within government agencies, within every aspect of government. So once you understand that, so many of the things that are going on don't make sense, that don't appear to make sense, actually have a great deal of sense. If you look and see what's happening financially, and then you realize, of course, our leaders are not really trying to address the issue. They say they're trying to address the issue, but they're doing exactly the opposite from what they're saying. And then you understand that there is a plan, an occult plan, if you read the writings of the occultists, that tell us that there is going to be a great financial catastrophe, and out of this will come the emergence of the new world leader. Could this really be true? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see how things unfold. But the fact that nobody's going to tell you what they say, and we can give you the websites, or you can go up and type in Maitreya, the economic crisis, and you'll get all sorts of websites there. Certainly, Gregory, as you tell people about what's going on, and people, I mean, you don't have to convince me, or I think most of our listeners, about the spiritual element, the spiritual forces at work, but what, you know, does the average person, I mean, you obviously are in some sort of a church, you know, a regular church, you have a youth ministry. What happens as you talk to the children about this sort of thing, as you talk to the members of your church? Do you think many of them really grasp the fact that this is not imaginary, but it is really very real?
I think it's, if you explain the progression of this, if you explain the facts on the ground, as they say in war, clear enough, then people, it's like seeing a fog being lifted from their understanding. And because most Christians, without knowing it, have been mesmerized, they've been kind of, they're just kind of asleep on these things. Most people, I find, when you start to talk about these things, if you explain it in truth and clear enough and with authority, they begin to wake up. I've been very gratified that since my book's been released, it's making its way through the hands of some very key people, including some elders and some churches that are purpose-driven, and they're starting to understand that maybe they've been sold a bill of goods, maybe they've accepted some things, and they haven't discerned. Young people especially get this. They understand this. We've got a whole generation of kids that they want the truth. They want to walk in the truth of the Word of God, and they want to be a powerful impact on their generation, and they know that they're not getting it through these other things.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think it's just a matter of having people go to the young people. They're looking for answers, but they're going to have to look to us older folks for guidance, and there's so few people out there, so few youth ministries that are really telling our youth, and they're so susceptible to people like Oprah Winfrey or other popular people. So many of the people within the music industry, within the rock industry, are deeply involved in the occult, and they become almost idolized by large segments of our young people, and yet, of course, if they were to follow them, they'd follow them to eternal damnation.
Yes, well, one of the largest emergent churches in the country, seeker-friendly churches, Willow Creek, had Brian McLaren, who's one of the premier emergent writers, at a youth training conference for youth pastors of probably over 150 youth pastors, and this man told them that we need to stop emphasizing heaven and hell, that we need to stop teaching our kids to go tell people that Jesus is the only way to God, because it offends people and people don't like to be offended. And I could not believe what they allowed this man to say to try and teach our leaders how to teach our kids. And there's a desperate need to reach youth pastors and youth leaders in this country and to wake them up to the poison behind what the emergent church is teaching.
Well, but, you know, I think that Rick Warren and the Purpose Driven Church Group have trained over 300,000, you know, Christian ministers and laymen in the techniques of building the church growth movement and getting the church to grow. And it's a great technique, and at least in many instances it works, and you get a bigger and bigger church. Of course, sometimes you get a smaller and smaller church. An awful lot of ministers have gone into this thinking that they were really going to be successful and putting success in front of their relationship with our Lord, and as a result, why there have been terrible tragedies and churches have broken apart, and many of them, of course, simply gone into bankruptcy, which is what they should do because, of course, they'd embraced a bankrupt philosophy. Well, our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464 if you'd like to. They get talk to Gregory Reed, author of The Trojan Church, and of course, author of The Diary of a Devil Hunter, which we also carry. We think his books are important, or we wouldn't carry them. Believe me, we have an opportunity to carry an awful lot of books, and we have to be very selective in what we're actually going to be carrying. And right now, we have Mike calling in from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Stan. I just wanted to pick up the thread from when your guest was talking about the Message Bible.
Right.
And the problems in the Lord's Prayer and that phrase, as above, so below. He commented as to whether or not that was accidental or not. I think there's evidence to say he did it on purpose because it shows up again in Colossians chapter 1 and, of course, in the Message Bible. He doesn't number the verses, but cross-referencing to the King James is chapter 1, verse 16, which is another core doctrinal passage for our, that we use for the identity of Christ. And everybody's familiar with it. It says in verse 16 in the King James, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible." And Peterson changes that to say, "For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels." There's absolutely no reason for him to, quote-unquote, translate that as above and below. That phrase comes from Hermetic philosophy. It's found in the Emerald Tablet, which is a core document to the ancient mystery religions. That document is as central to those mysteries as Genesis is to us in our theological system, and this language has absolutely no business in the church.
You're absolutely right, and of course, for our listeners out there, Mike knows he was a part of the occult for many years, and of course, till he came to know the Lord. So I always put a great deal of credence in what he has to say. God bless you, Mike.
Yeah,
thanks very much. And so, fortunately, we do have a history of many people we know have been deeply involved in the occult. The Lord has come to them and brought them into the kingdom. But they are aware of what's going on. The tragedy is the vast majority of the Americans have never been involved in the occult. They have no idea what's going on. And when you tell them that these forces have infiltrated the Christian church, the Catholic church, the Jewish religion, why, they look at you as if, you know, you're wearing a cellophane cap or, you know, a pointed dunce hat. It just couldn't be true. And yet it really is. These spiritual forces are not imaginary. They're real. Well, Gregory, certainly, there's many, many things you cover there in your book. Do you want to just pick up on some of the other items?
Well, one of the important things that I cover at the end is the lying signs and wonders. Now, I believe in miracles. I've walked in that world my whole life. I believe that God does answer prayer. But there has been a tremendous new flood of supernatural things that have hit the church that are simply not from God. There was a huge movement in Florida where tens of thousands of believers were going down to hear a young man by the name of Todd Bentley because of the supernatural manifestations that were taking place. But the more I began to look into that, I realized that this was a young man that was claiming to go into the third heaven, that he had talked with Paul the Apostle, and that Paul the Apostle had told him that that someone else had written the book of Hebrews, and this is a young man who claims that he had a female angel, a money angel named Emma, and everything was just smacking of occultism. And I realized that we as Christians aren't taught that just because something is supernatural doesn't mean it's from God. I've been involved in the occult for years before I became a Christian. There are spiritualist churches where there are supernatural manifestations. The Hindu guru Sai Baba manifests miracles that are just absolutely stunning. They're not from God. And one of the ways that Christians are going to be deceived into following the Antichrist is that the false prophet is going to produce lying signs and wonders, and they're going to follow it simply because it's miraculous. And so there's a great need. I have a whole, one of the last chapters in my book extensively covers why we need to discern the supernatural in the church and not be deceived by what we see.
I think you're absolutely right, and it's so vitally important that Christians are discerning and they realize these forces out there and they're not taken in by them. Certainly. Now, is your book getting a fairly good reception? How long has it been out?
It's been out since September, and we've had to do a couple of just minor revisions. But it's gotten some traction here just by word of mouth. We've done no advertising on it at all until this program, actually. It's been fairly well received because those who have read it so far have been very key and instrumental and have seen these concerns and are passing the book along to other people in leadership that need to read it. The spiritual backlash has been overwhelming. It's been unprecedented. I have been spiritually attacked when we were involved in the investigation of occult crime. There's been nothing like this. Matter of fact, the first thing that happened is when I set my face to do this book, 5 days later, I was riding my bicycle, and a van pulled out in front of me, and I hit the van going about 15 miles an hour. And it's only the grace of God that I'm still alive. So I realized at that point, somebody really didn't want this book to be done. But I soldiered on until it was finally in completion. So the spiritual opposition has been very stout. I think it will probably manifest in the human sense through people once the word of mouth gets out and the book actually starts to be read by other people. But so far I've been very thankful that the people who've read it get it, and they're getting it, and they're passing it on to their kids, and they're passing it on to those that need to know.
Well, that's, of course, the reason that we're carrying the book, and we think it's important. In fact, you sent me a copy of the book, and my wife got hold of it, and she wouldn't let me have it. And she doesn't have much time to read, but she would read it every night for 15 or 20 minutes. And so it took 3 or 4 weeks before I finally got the book and had a chance to read it and called you. But I think it's a very important book. Because it really, of course, it goes into the background of this spiritual, this supernatural movement that has infiltrated the Christian church in an effort to neutralize the Christian church with a direct, plan of not, of course, coming into head-on confrontation with Christianity, but simply infiltrating and neutralizing Christianity by very subtly changing beliefs, by raising questions. And of course, if you can get people to begin to question what the scriptures say, or think that maybe they're really not the word of God, why, you've already then pretty well destroyed the very essence of Christianity. Of course, they'll never succeed in doing that, because this is the church of the true Lord, but they can certainly make things difficult for so many people today. And really, of course, I know your concern, and mine as well, is what's happening to our young people today. Because they go to schools where they're told that there is no God, that man simply evolved from the slime pool or something, and with no scientific basis at all. They will not allow any mention either the word of God or the fact that God created the heavens and the earth. In fact, the whole purpose of evolution is to create doubt in the child's mind about the validity of the scriptures, because the scriptures said God created the heaven and earth. And of course, all the scientists, everyone knows that that's a lie, that man evolved. And if you once get people to believe that, why, you've destroyed their faith in Christianity. How do you deal with that among your youth groups, Gregory?
Well, we've given them a lot of good material. I don't know if you're familiar with a guy that they call Dr. Dino.
Kent Hovind, yeah, they got him in prison right now.
Right, which was very deliberate, obviously, but his material is the best. I feel very proud to be with the young people that I'm with, because I've been with a number of them for the last 8 years, and we've just given them the tools, and we've taught them to stand up, and year after year through youth group and Sunday school, I've told them, when you get out of high school and you get to college, you better be willing and able to stand up in the face of these antichrist liars and point to these professors and say, I'm not going to allow you to deceive everybody by this. And give them the tools to be able to back up the truth. If the kids have the weapons, they can really create some spiritual chaos in the enemy's camp. And they're willing to do. We totally underestimate kids. I've known that for years. But the template for most youth ministry today is to hire professional babysitters, so that parents don't have to quite be bothered as much during the week. And one of the templates of purpose-driven is not to hire youth pastors, but youth directors. And there's been a number of people who have quit ministry because they don't want to be a youth director. They want to be a pastor. They want to raise up young men and women in the ways of the Lord. And I think it's one of the devil's tricks is to just entertain kids, when what they really need is to be risen up as warriors. And they're willing if we will do it.
And of course, it's so difficult, though, when you go to college and the professor tells you all about evolution and all about the Cambrian age and all about these various ages in the past and the scientific facts that they know evolution is a reality, and of course the dinosaurs, and they do a wonderful job of lying to the people.
They sure do.
And they do not allow you, of course, to challenge what's being said. It's very, very difficult for a young Christian child to say, get up and say, but you tell me, where did life begin? How do you explain it? And I'm sure you're giving them the information. You're using Kent Hovind's material. Why, even though he's in prison, why, his material is out there. And I think it should be used in every church. It should be used in every Christian school. And I think every Christian parent should have that, his material. In fact, I think we're going trying to get his material and start carrying it. We think it's important that people understand Christianity is under attack today, not from without, but from within. And not by people, you know, with horns and a pitchfork, but by people who look just like you and I, who have been taken in, or perhaps deceived, or perhaps unknowingly serving the prince of this earth. Our guest this evening has been Gregory Reed. His book, Trojan Church, and we think it's important. We'll tell you a little later how to get it through Radio Liberty, and we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up this evening's program, right here at Radio Liberty.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Trojan Church, and we carry his other book on the Diary of a Devil Hunter, and of course his experience with Satanism. Ladies and gentlemen, the satanic organizations are all across America. They're very well cataloged in another book we carry entitled Satanic Crimes, and we have a 4-tape set by exactly the same title. There really are satanic crimes. Certainly, you will never be told that Charles Manson was part of a secret satanic society, the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. The Son of Sam killer, David Berkowitz, was part of the same satanic group. How, if they were really part of that, how could you conceal that from the American public? Well, very simply, we have freedom of the press in America, which means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. So, certainly our 4-tape set on the promise-driven church, our 4-tape set on satanic crimes, our 4-tape set on Satanism and deliverance, all are important. We hope you'll want to get them. And then, of course, we want to mention that we do have our five talks that were given at our conference available. They're available as a set or individually. Those, of course, have to do with the audio set, CD set from the recent conference. We have, of course, the DVD, Fabled Enemies, put out by Alex Jones. We have the two sets, actually, on the Final Countdown, each one with five DVDs in it, going into the fact that we are moving into prophetic times. The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, well worthwhile getting and watching. We actually have the DVD on the Kinsey Syndrome. And then, of course, we have the video, The Loss of Liberty, the story of the sinking of the U.S. Liberty, and, of course, the DVD on the U.S. Liberty called Dead in the Water. They're available, all of them, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to really understand the spiritual battle, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD by that title. And then, of course, we have my talk on DVD of The Forbidden Secret, and you need to read the syllabus that goes with that. We have our talk on the planned police state and the DVD that goes with that. We do hope that you want to get this information and help us get it out across America while there is still time. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving rapidly towards a crisis in history. People think that, things are going to get better. Well, they may get better temporarily, but only for a very short period of time, because the whole economic structure of our society is being intentionally destroyed by those who want to replace our system of finance with a new world economic system. And you'll hear this phrase used over and over again. We need a new world economic or financial system. We need a new world order so we can do away with wars and have an orderly society. We need a new world religion where all religions get together. After all, these people who believe in exclusivity, who believe that Christianity is the only way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today. Our beliefs are under attack. There really are truly demonic forces behind what's going on. If you have not yet read our material on the occult, you need to get it. Certainly, we offer to anybody who gets any of our other items a little pamphlet entitled The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. You can go up on the Internet and look up the spiritual hierarchy. You'll find out it's made up of people from the Great White Brotherhood and the Masters of Wisdom and the Elder Brothers. Who are they? Well, you need to get our material and find out. They're demonic beings who are in existence in our society today, who can actually materialize and dematerialize at will. You say it's incredible, I don't believe it. Well, at least read what they have to say. And then, of course, get the great DVD we carry called Riddles in Stone. Please pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people asking why. There are many people paying attention. There are many now who see the veil lie.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're situated on this great, big, beautiful blue globe floating through the void of Yah's creation. It is Thursday, the 21st of November, 2008, and yep, I hate to say it, folks, but we told you so. It doesn't look like 55-gallon drums anymore. No, indeed, there are dump trucks, many workers with many shovels, getting ready to throw the fecal matter into the huge air circulators akin to the ones that they have for circulation systems in the Pennsylvania tunnels. Folks, it's getting ready to hit the fan. To the right, to